Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're very happy to welcome in Warriors reporter for NBC Sports here in the Bay Area, Monty Poole, on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Monty, thanks so much for joining us, man. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. It's been a long week, but you know, we knew it was coming, and that's just the way it rolls. And now we're about, 1 minute into free agency.
Anything break yet? Is there anything we need to know? Do you have any breaking news for us? A minute in.
Not yet, but it shouldn't take long.
What is there any sense of how the Warriors are feeling about themselves a day after, 2 days after, D-Day on two fronts? Have they come to sort of accept their fate, both good and bad?
They are feeling pretty good about their draft pick. They love Wiseman. He was their number one guy. He makes total sense. And everything I've heard about him going into the draft was that he was, by far, I was told, the best player in the draft. The only question was whether a team that likes to play small was willing to go to 7-1 center. And so the Warriors figured, you know what, I think he can switch. So they like that. The Oubre deal, which can't be finalized for another couple of days, fills a huge need. I mean, he's a terrific two-way player. And got a lot of upside. He's 24 years old, so he's still learning the game. That'll be good. But with free agency now, I think they feel like, okay, we're a solid playoff team, maybe a 3, 4, 5 seed. Obviously, they want to shoot for number one, and I think free agency is where they will that will dictate just how far they have a chance to go once the playoffs get here, and they don't start until May. So, what happens between now and then? Well, what happens in the next few days? I think will determine whether they have a roster that's built to win a championship. And to me, they're still a couple of pieces away.
Let's start with the piece that they just added via trade, or officially not, but that they will officially add in a couple of days via trade. Tell me why Kelly Oubre is a fit.
Well, he's a two-way player. And I mean, by that, I mean he's a really good defender, bordering on elite defender. And he can score, he can get 16, 18, 20 points a night. He's a good shooter. His three ball, 35% last year, is good. It's not great, but with the Warriors, three-pointers tend to go in a little bit more. Well, typically they go in a little bit more frequently because you're playing with Steph and Clay. Even with Steph out there, I think that'll help because Steph draws so much attention that the other shooters tend to have a little bit more space to work with. So he's just an all-around good player. He had 3 15 rebound games last year. That's pretty good for a small forward. Yeah, in terms of talent, he's one of those guys that can be in a starting lineup for a really good team, and that's what I expect to see right now. And Steve Kerr had mentioned to me a couple months ago that in his mind, Steph, or rather Clay and Andrew Wiggins are interchangeable, meaning that both can play two or three. And I think Oubre is looking at him the same way. If I had to guess right now, they're probably looking at maybe moving Andrew Wiggins to the two and playing Oubre at the three, but the option's there. But like I said, they're not done looking. They still want a couple more pieces.
Monty, do they weigh in with Steph or Draymond about this decision, or is this solely coming off of Bob Meyer's desk and he walks in telling them what they got? It feels like there's such a healthy communication in that organization. It's not out of the realm of possibility to literally turn around and say, what can I do for you guys?
Yeah, they solicit opinions from the guys who like Steph and Draymond. You know, I don't know if specifically, you know, that was the case here, but I would think it was, because that's the way they operate in general. In this case, you're looking at, like, Wiseman, for example. They wanted Wiseman. They didn't care what anybody else thought, but Steph and Draymond were on board with that move. The Oubre move, yeah, people go back and look at, remember that time that Oubre came into the Oracle Arena and, you know, when he was with the Wizards and they got into a dust up with the Warriors and Draymond got kicked out and Oubre got, well, yeah, these things don't matter when they're teammates. You know, it's just like when they got DeMarcus Cousins and people thought, oh man, that could be an interesting locker room with DeMarcus Cousins on this team because he and KD had a little bit of money. No, if you're teammates, you're teammates. And so I think in this case, Draymond's smart, and he'll look at Oubre and say, you know what, this dude gives us something we need. He's a dog, and he defends, which is something they really need. And so I don't think they're looking at this and thinking, well, you know, it's going to be an issue. They like what they have, and so I think they're in pretty good shape right now.
Well, and if you're a player, too, don't you want to be going to war with a guy that you know is ready to go to war, too? I mean, like, there's a difference between this guy's a dirty player and this guy battles. I think they're happy to see a battler in their own locker room.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Because, and that's Oubre. I mean, you know, that's why he was popular in Phoenix last year, which I thought for him was kind of a, you know, a year where he maybe evolved a little bit. You know, he had a lot of run-ins earlier in his career. He's been fined four times, and he suspended once. And so, but last year in Phoenix, he turned a corner a little bit, you know, and he was better at these things, managing his emotions. And they really liked him. But in the bubble, Phoenix went, you know, they didn't lose in the bubble. They were really good in the bubble, and he wasn't playing. So that's when you realize, okay, you know what? This guy's making $14.4 million. The Suns think they're pretty good without him. He's probably going to be moved. And of course, he's been moved twice now. And so, but yeah, Oubre is one of those guys that if he's your teammate, you're glad to have him at your side.
Is there a generally agreed upon ballpark figure about how much tax the Warriors are willing to take on to start this coming season? Because Oubre is sort of a mega commitment in and of himself. And, you know, depending on what they do from here on out, they could be pushing a $300 million total bill between salary and tax. Is there a generally agreed upon number about when they start to get nervous?
Yeah, from what I've been able to gather, Lakeb is saying the priority is to have a chance to win, and he'll figure out the money. Now, by that, it's going to be a nine-figure luxury tax bill. We already know that. That's going to be the case. The question is how deep, how far the nine figures do they go? They get to 150, 160. And that's just a luxury tax bill. So, you know, it could go higher than that if they're willing to do that, because they do have some other slots available. They have the $5.7 million mid-level available. They have the 9.25 disabled player exception. And so after that, you're looking at pretty much minimum contracts. But if you're able to use either one of those two larger slots to get in a nice player, you're pretty much on your way to being what Lakeb wants, which he is basically saying that, look, guys, I couldn't stand last year. We were awful. I hated every second of it. And I'm ready to do whatever we have to do to get back into the championship circle. And I think what he's thinking is that Chase Center is such a cash cow in normal conditions that, you know, yeah, he may take a little bit of a bath here for this next year or two. But he also is firmly believing that it's going to come back to him, because it will in time. So a hard figure I haven't heard, but I do know that, yeah, he's willing to go pretty high if it means they have a chance to win the whole thing.
So let's say they're willing to spend either or both of the 5 point whatever and 9 point whatever exceptions. Do you have any names in mind?
Well, you know, you can throw out names, but then you got to figure out, okay, what will it take to bring that person here?
Yeah.
And they definitely want to get they would like to have an experience big. You know, getting Wiseman is great. He's 19 years old. And they would like to have someone else around, whether it's a Marc Gasol or a Dwight Howard. I mean, believe me, Dwight Howard is certainly in the mix here. And if he leaves L.A., which is possible, it's possible he could end up with the Warriors. I mean, Joe Lithgow went after him 7 years ago, and Dwight signed with Houston at that time. And now I think Dwight realizes, I would think, that he's a role player. And what the Warriors are looking for in their big man, their experienced big man, is a guy who can give them 15, 18, maybe 20 minutes a night of just good, solid experience play. And other than that, you know, be a guy that can help the young centers, because the three guys they have on this roster right now that are at that position, they're all 24 and under. Looney, Chris, and Wiseman, they're all kids. Average age is like, what, 21, 22 years old. So they want to have that big. And then the other role I think they're looking at, like a name like Avery Bradley comes up, because he's a potential guy for the Warriors because they love the way he plays defense. His offense has come around. And so if you're a Warriors fan and you say, well, what's the dream fix? Well, the dream would probably be Serge Ibaka and Avery Bradley. Now, Serge is probably going to be a little bit more expensive than the other guys are. Gasol is going to be somewhat expensive, but he's made a ton of money. So maybe he just, you know, wants to go to a place where he can enjoy himself and get ready to retire, because he definitely isn't the player he was a couple of years ago. So these are all options. And again, it depends on how much money will it take to get a guy. But, you know, there are other guys out there who would be more costly, I think. And that's where the Warriors don't have, they're not going to spend $15 million for their guy. That's not going to happen. Their big load was on Oubre, and that's 14-4, and that's as high as they're going to go. So everything else is under the $10 million slot.
Monty Poole here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, next week, may the turkey be moist. May the desserts be fantastic. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving, man. Thanks for joining us today.
You all do the same, man. Enjoy it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.